The questioner asks if two points to ponder could be expanded on, and they are found in the Logopraxis Points to Ponder booklet and are referenced as C4 and C5. C4 being truth is good appearing in the understanding, and C5 being good is a felt sense of truth. All we know is what falls into our awareness. I suppose this is just coming back to like first principles. So everything that falls into our awareness is communicated via some sense, right? And we don't often, you know, we don't often think about that. So if somebody, if one of your children come up and give you a hug, right, it's actually in the act of giving you a hug that you are brought into contact with the good that is within them. Now, that contact that occurs is actually a form of truth because you have become aware of it in your understanding. And if they never ever hugged you or had physical contact with you, then and it's basic example, but it kind of works, is, you know, so the good that is in them, the love that they have, the affection they have, is then not communicated in a way where we can actually perceive it. And so the idea is that intellectually, for good reason, good and truth are dealt with as separate things, because what we have to see is what the relationship between good and truth is. And so we get it presented as if they were two separate things. But in actual fact, they're not. Truth is the means by which good is made known or brought into our awareness, if you like. So that's kind of this idea. So truth is good appearing in the understanding or in the intellect, but it's not. We're not talking about statements of truth. They are valid as well. It's anything that communicates good is true, because that's the definition of what is true. A thing is true because it communicates love. That's what makes it true. There is no such thing as something that's true and doesn't communicate love. That doesn't exist. As truth, regardless of what people claim, right? So that's the idea of truth. And good is a felt sense of truth. So when there is a truth that strikes us, and again, you know, as the illustration I used earlier, and our affections are stimulated, that is what is meant by good being the felt sense of truth. It's the response to what is true. You know, so when truth meets its own good, or good meets its own truth, there is actually we experience a felt sense of the Lord's presence, really. You know, when something strikes us out of the word or out of what someone says, or yeah. So that's kind of what we work with in terms of our understanding of good and truth, whereas we're trying to get away from the idea that truth is just limited to like a statement of language. That certainly communicates truth in one sense, but it's not, you know, it's not actually truth. You know, the Lord is what is true, and He is love. So truth and good are inseparable elements. I suppose that's what we're trying to drive at there.